Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Lead singer of the Platters. I know it's old. I know it's been around a long time. It's beautiful music. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and check out all the things we have. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Marcia Egan is there. You can find her there on our website. We got a beautiful little suite that we built just for her, just for the things that she's given us over the years. And you didn't know that, did you, Marcia? You didn't know you had a
no,
suite.
No, I didn't. Suite, I want to come see it.
A suite for the suite, right? Marcia Egan is the author of Inbox Detox. Marcia, tell us how we can find you, please.
Well, you just mentioned the tag line, and that is inboxdetox.com.
All right, so check
it
out.
Very easy to find.
Check it out. We're talking about etiquette with cell phones, and, you know, we talked previously about how to behave with the online stuff, the email, the texting. We didn't really even mention texting. Of course, I guess people assume that we were also talking about that, but the other thing is the use of the cell phone to talk to people. You talked about somebody checking their email every time they hit a shot on the golf course. What about the people who can't quit talking on the cell phone? On the golf course, I can't stand that. And some golf clubs won't allow cell phones on the property.
Yes, and especially a lot of country club types will threaten your membership if you do.
Well, but also, you know, people who don't realize that, you know, and all of us when we're talking on the phone, none of us realize how loud we're talking, right?
Well, yes, that's the other thing. You hear, you can hear on a bus. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Exactly.
Yes.
And people are talking about things, and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't think I need to know that. He may have to kill me because I'm not supposed to hear that. But the other thing that annoys me, and I hate to say this because it probably makes me sound like a really old guy, but I can't stand the Bluetooth things in the ear.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you want to walk through an airport with those in your ear, that's fine. But have you ever seen people sitting at a restaurant among a bunch of people and they've got the Bluetooth thing in their ear?
I have, and they
That's not right. That's not right, folks. Take it out. Put it in your pocket.
Right. I mean, if you're having conversation with other people, I mean, if there's a really really important phone call that you can't miss, put the phone on your lap or in your pocket. On vibrate. Don't put it on the table. Don't put it on the meeting room table. Don't put it on the dining table, because what that says is when that thing rings, that's more important than you are. And usually when you're having out dining, it's for an important reason, whether it's with your spouse or whether it's a business meeting, working with a prospect.
Right.
You don't want to insult the person on the other side of the table.
That's exactly right. I actually had a vendor, somebody I do business with, come to my office and in my conference room in a meeting, had the Bluetooth in his ear. And I said, look, I need you to take that out of your ear. I don't want to sit here and look at you in the Bluetooth. I did. And you know what he did? He took it out. But let me tell you what else I did, though, just as tagging on to what you just said. I was in a really, really important meeting with a really, really important customer at the same moment that I was that my mother was having a really, really important thing done medically in another city. And I was concerned that I was going to have to be called to make a decision. And I told the customer, I said, folks, please forgive me. But I'm going to need to lay my phone here in case I get this one phone call, and that'll be the only one I'll take. You know what they said? They said, hey, that sounds like a good idea. You know, fine, no problem.
Well, and that's all about, we were talking earlier about respect.
Yeah.
If there's a reason, a very good reason, that phone is on the table, explaining it ahead of time is the right thing to do. Good job, Jim.
Well, you know, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Let's not go there. Because it's common sense to some people and not common sense to others.
Yeah.
I think we talked earlier, people don't wake up in the morning deciding to be rude that day. But some of the ways they use their smartphones and their telephones are downright rude.
Yeah. The result of your behavior, folks, is rude, even if you don't mean it to be. And I think that may be a shock to some people, that if I'm doing what I'm doing, I think I'm a nice person. I think I'm not a rude person, and I'm doing this. Then therefore it can't be rude because that's not my intention. But folks, here's the bottom line: your behavior is rude, not your intention, and that it's still rude, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what people don't realize, business people or people trying to move up in the corporate world, anybody will draw conclusions about how you behave in general. And if you are rude with that smartphone, whether they know you well or not, they'll draw conclusions about your promotability,
right,
or whether they want to do business
exactly
with you.
Exactly.
And so it is important. People say, well, why should I even worry about it? Well, you got to work with other people, and they need to trust you. And part of trust is recognizing that someone can have respect for you.
Well, the thing is, technology is power. With power comes responsibility. That's the way you got to think about it, folks. InboxDetox.com. Is that right, Marcia?
It sure is.
Marcia Egan, E-G-A-N. Marcia, will you come back another day?
I sure will.
We've had a good time with you. Come back real soon. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.